Hussein Cumber is Executive Vice President, Corporate Development for Florida East Coast Industries. He serves on the Florida Chamber Board of Directors and is the Northeast Regional Board Chair. Hussein, tell us a little bit about how you perceive the state of your area's workforce right now.
Great question. You know, Northeast Florida has a very strong and diverse workforce. Like many parts of Florida, we have a strong tourism industry with our beaches and, you know, St. Augustine being so historic. But I think what people probably don't realize is we're also a major health center for the state here in Northeast Florida. So between the Baptist Hospital System, which has done and which just made it announced an incredible partnership with the MD Anderson Cancer Center, the Mayo Clinic being here, UF Health having a major presence here, everything from medical tourism to just normal research activities that are taking place are significant. And then equally important for us in Northeast Florida is our role in logistics between, you know, a few railroads having a major presence here in Northeast Florida to one of the busiest seaports in the country, you know, even having our own municipal-owned utility. These are all areas that allow us to have a diverse workforce here.
Every area in the state faces different, unique challenges, unique perhaps sometimes to their area, the logistics of it. What's Jacksonville doing to address any workforce challenges in your area?
You know, I'm gonna start with what I will say is a unique opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very rare that you have three major educational institutions that have turnover all at the same time. And we've had three presidents at these schools that have done, you know, a phenomenal job. So University of North Florida, John Delaney is rolling off and, you know, a new president's coming in. At Florida State College of Jacksonville, Cynthia Bioto is rolling off, and we've got a new president we're going through the recruitment process. And then Edward Waters College, Nat Glover, is kind of rolling off there. And I say that that's kind of a unique opportunity because each of these presidents, and I know their successors, are going to recognize that specialized skills are really needed in today's world. You know, I think gone is the time where you can kind of have this, you know, general kind of skill set and then go out to the workforce and, you know, kind of just navigate to a job. And I think we're very quickly learning that as technology begins to infiltrate almost every industry, from old industries such as railroads to, you know, new industries such as autonomous vehicles, having a specialization is so important, a specialized skill set. And so I actually think what our area is doing is, with the opportunity of three new presidents coming in, of really the university and college system in Northeast Florida coming together and saying, okay, let's not overlap and compete with one another, but let's focus on the areas we're the strongest in and make sure that when this workforce continues to graduate from our school system, they've got the skill sets that our businesses need. And there's a real strong partnership that's occurring between our business sector and our education sector to make sure that the jobs that are needed are the jobs that are being produced.
Hussein, let's do a macro look at this one, and it's kind of a two-part question. When it comes to closing the talent gap, what do you think the state could be doing better, and what is it doing right?
Well, look, what it's doing right is it recognizes it needs a strong college system that complements a university system. And I'm a big believer that, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to education. And so I think the governor and the legislature has appropriately said that we need different products for, a diverse student population. We are doing the right thing in recruiting companies here. Because by recruiting companies, you provide the jobs that are needed. So again, it's hard to train a workforce if there aren't the jobs that require that workforce, to enter. I think we're also doing, you know, the smart stuff of looking at our regulatory climate. So, you know, I'll give some kudos to Senator Brandis and you know, his fellow legislators for looking ahead and really focusing on what the regulatory climate needs to look like in order for the autonomous industry to take hold. So those are all good things. I think what we still need to do is recognize that there are a lot of smart city initiatives that we need to look at. There is there are areas that we need to continue to work on from a workforce development standpoint. We've got a Space Coast that, you know, 5-7 years ago, we were all scratching our head and saying, you know, what are we going to do to turn this part of the state around? Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, it could be the largest, you know, one of the largest clusters of private space launch companies. And so that is, I think, one, due to the regulatory climate, and two, due to, you know, the fact that we had the workforce. But then when you see reports coming out that, you know, we're the, you know, number one judicial hellhole in the country, and we're on par with California and New York City, a state and a city that I would not think that Florida wants to be lumped into. We've got a lot of work to do in order to make sure that we continue to have a open for business sign at the border, and people continue to want to invest in our state.
Hussein, great insights there. In our final question, I love asking this of the Florida Chamber Board of Directors, because everyone has such a unique perspective. For you, what does free enterprise mean?
To me, the simplest way of saying that is there are no artificial barriers that are created, right? Free enterprise allows companies that want to invest capital, that want to be innovative, that want to create new technologies, being able to do that free of any regulatory burden that creates uncertainty. And when uncertainty is created, that creates risk on return of capital. And when there's a risk on return of capital, people look for other places to invest their money. And so to me, it's not creating artificial barriers. And I think the legislature has smartly recognized when it's being used to create those artificial barriers. And I think as we continue to move forward, we need to make sure that every single one of our legislators realize that good policy means you don't pick, you don't create these barriers that create risk on return of capital. And if we do that, I think we're going to continue to see 1,000 people move here a year. I think we're going to continue to see companies invest in Florida. And I'll end by saying that if there was one state in the country that I'd want to make sure that my business is tied to, it'd be Florida, because any growing company wants to be in a growing market, and that's the environment that we have today.